And as you are acquainted with simple tunes, there's a harmony flowing inside. Then when you begin to hear music like Beethoven and Brahms and Mozart, your right side begins to, what I call, think in longer sentences. Just like your left side, it thinks in longer sentences because of your vocabulary and because of your development. So your right side begins to, most of us, the majority, 90% of people are all left brain. And in order to be what I call balance, now instead of walking, you know, with the left side heavier, in order to be balanced to receive from God and tune our mind and our brain to what God wants. You'd be surprised God is interested in all these things. God even tells us what food is good for us. See, the Bible covers everything, spirit, soul, body, brain too. And if we will expose ourselves to the longer kind of expression, I mean, Beethoven's music doesn't just have a stanza and chorus, it's more than that. There's something that comes into your development of your mind. It's just a simple thing like you're going out and every day you took the weights and for 15 minutes a day you just do some exercise. I would say even if you do it 15 minutes a day, after a year there is a change in your physical body, of course. Now here is where we are talking about brain exercise. Music is an aspect that affects our spirit, I'll talk about that. Our soul, we talk about that. And the thing is, it affects our physical brain itself and its function. Some time ago, a group of whales were trapped somewhere in the either North Pole or South Pole. I think it was the North. Because they went into a very cold area where ice was forming. And the group of whales was trapped because the ice formed all around them. And they have only that pool of water around them. And if they cannot get out, they'll be frozen to death. And so, there was a ship that was there and saw this thing. They call in an icebreaker to break a pathway into that pool of water left, to make a way for the whales to come out. So after the ship has made the way for the whales to come out, they did everything they can to bring the whales out. The whales would not follow them. And time is running out. If it's too late, they will die. The whales will die. They ticked out of everything under the sun until in desperation, they tried all kinds of music to get the whales to follow the ship out. So they tried rock music. Must have played Michael Jackson or something like that. Or Madonna or something, it's out of the world. And the whales got bored and would not respond. Actually, the whales are sometimes better than some people. They appreciate music more. They would not respond. Then they tried all kinds of country music, you know, and western style music, you know, country and western, hallelujah, country road and all these things, music, everything, and the whales were bored and freezing to death. And then they tried Beethoven. Tell you, the whales woke up. And the whales start following that music. Beethoven's music. I don't know what symphony they play, but it played. But if it's a nice symphony, it would be, you know. The whales would follow. Even the animals have a sensitivity to that. And the scientists could not explain it. They could not explain it. You see, music is working at a higher realm than the logical realm. It's not just in the logical realm. Today's educational system is based on the logical realm. And as long as you depend just on your logical realm, you will not break through to new inventions. When I had all my theories set up, which I had put in the book, and etc., if it's found true, it will revolutionize the whole of science. Standard theory has to be readjusted. And I was sitting there and thinking, why couldn't they see this? I mean, I'm not special. I'm just born again believer, open to the Holy Ghost. Why couldn't they see this? And here was the answer that God gave. Because they're engrossed in just that kind of thinking. You see, there are probably thousands of scientists, atomic physics, and they're spending billions. They're going to build one big accelerator costing $8 billion to $12 billion, United States dollars. I'm talking about theory that is worth that much. They're building that to discover the particles and all that, or the standard theory to establish it. Why didn't they think of that? That's my question. Because their left brain, their mind was absorbed in all these areas. Instead of lying down free, oh, thank God we got Jesus. And letting God give a fresh new thinking in there. And this is where, I'm sure some of them, you know, seek the devil the right side also, but what I mean is, they are preoccupied with standard theory. It's just the same like even in Christianity. Some people are so stuck to traditions that when a new way of interpretation and a new revelation comes from God, so they cannot accept it. Same thing is happening in Christianity. We are so engrossed in the way we do things. It has never been done this way. So what? If it's the Word of God, let's do it. See, same kind of thinking. And we are stuck on the old kind of thinking without, you know, tapping on the new things. New flow. And so here we are, in this area here, thinking and stuck in all these things, on our what I call left side, analytical side. And instead of tapping on to all of God's creation, it would be just like using one of your eye all the time, and God give you two eyes. Incidentally, I'm sure you know why God gave us two eyes and 2 ears. Not so that just we could listen more than talk, right? That's what people say proverbially. But the reason for two is so that you could tell perspective. If you only have one ear, it's very hard to tell direction. You can hear, but you cannot tell direction. The two helps you to tell direction. Same with the eye, tells dimension. Today they discovered that, which God already created. And so they invented what I call surround sound. You know how surround sound works? It tricks the ear. Because when your ear hears, from that direction a sound is coming, this ear here is softer than this ear. So the brain analyzes and points to that side. So the mechanism tricks the ear. It puts the sound so that this side is louder than this side, in such a way. So when it reaches both ears, you hear it to be the same, and so you thought that it's here. That's the explanation on that, surround sound, basic mechanism involved. And so the reason for two is so that we could tell dimensions. And so God created the two parts of our brain, the left brain and the right brain, in order for it to function together, not just logically, not just on the other abstract side. It has to be both functioning together. And I believe it's in Christ Jesus that if we could discover the secrets of all these things, we'll tap into the wisdom of Daniel, the wisdom of Joseph, the wisdom of Solomon, the wisdom of all these areas. And we're not just talking about spiritual wisdom. It includes that, of course, which is higher and above all. There's nothing like knowing God and His Word. But we are living on this earth. We are practical about it. There are things out there, problems to be solved. We need natural knowledge and revelations and understanding of natural things to solve some of those problems. And in the same way, God's wisdom is the key. And this morning I'm sharing you a tremendous secret on how music will develop and cause the development of your right brain to synchronize with your left brain. We don't have all the necessary tools to test it out because it takes many years. But if you expose your children to music like Beethoven's, Brahms, expose them to praise strings, instruments and all that, of course that's the start. No problem. But you watch their grades. I would challenge you, watch their grades. And you know some reasons why they're not doing well in school? They come back, plum, they sit on the sofa, turn on the tube, and all kinds of wrong things come. And then we look around and we blame God. God, why are my children not as blessed, not as prosperous, not as successful as they should be? I know we should be the head. If you hear carefully, the voice of heaven is answering, it's not my fault, it's your fault. Because it's we who have to do with it. And I believe that we are to be the head and not the tail. And we cannot put the blame on God. When God has given us His Word, He has given us His principles, we have to learn how to rise above our level. And to challenge each one of us, if you cannot appreciate that level of music yet, start somewhere. See, it was Leonardo da Vinci who made this statement in the Real Digest one time. And he said, now he is a fantastic thinker, one of the Renaissance people. He thought of helicopters and drew it out even before they ever thought of it. Those great paintings like Mona Lisa and all those things. Tremendous inventor. Tremendous. Now, I'm not sure whether he knows God or not, but nobody succeeds in this life without biblical principles. Whether they know it or not, they are applying it, whether ignorantly or knowingly. Just remember that. If someone succeeds in the natural and they seem to be without God, it's because they discover a principle that is all the time in the Bible. And they apply it. Sad thing is, sometimes Christians deny those principles and don't apply it themselves. But here is where this statement that he made. It's one statement which I think is a summary of his whole life of discovery. He makes this one little quote and statement. He says, every time when he has done something, he would take a break from that thing to do some other thing and then later come back to it or do another thing. That means that he's doing several things at one time. He could be painting the Mona Lisa, and then after he paint, then he do this, he left it aside, he do this observation of these inventions, and then he will do this thing. You see, our brain don't need a rest. The only rest our brain needs is a change of thoughts and thinking on other things. Our brain is not like our body, it doesn't need a rest. The only rest the brain needs is what I call contemplating different things. I mean, you've been thinking about, for example, the calculus and maths and all these things, then your brain gets a little bored. Our brain has to be kept interested all the time. And you put this aside, your problem's not solved yet, put this aside. Spend some time worshipping God. You like spend time in your Word, don't neglect that. But pursue other things. Rest. See, the keynote is rest. Rest. Peace in God. Have a quietness in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit, in your soul, in your physical being. And the second thing about music is that music seems to impart a quietness to our physical body. When your body sleeps and rests, your body goes on what I call a regular rhythm. The breathing goes, okay, let's illustrate. You are sleeping. So it goes, you just got up. You're thinking about your breakfast. That's your breathing. And then you went downstairs and found that your toast burnt. Right? The more nervous people get, the faster they breathe. The more stress they get, more hormones are released by the thymus glands. All the things, they're stressful. In danger, you go, no wonder many people die of heart attack. Poor heart. So when you relax, what happened? And then you had your breakfast, and then you sat down and put on a gospel song, and you started singing. What happens when you sing? When you sing, you're forced to pump out the air in harmonious ways. So your breathing goes back to relaxation. Inside you, your nerves go, choo, 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 choo. Relax. Then your thinking increases. Your clarity in your mind. Oh, hallelujah. Everything. So the thing that we need to do is enter into that spiritual rest that God promises. Let's turn to the book of Hebrews for a moment. Let me talk about that rest. In Hebrews chapter 4, It says here,